learn some in Tafreshit Gimel. Tafreshit Beis, if Tess Mechaber says, Ashosa B'Yom Kippur, someone who drinks on Yom Kippur, Malo Lugmav, the amount of a cheek, the amount that fills his mouth, is Chayav. So instead of by food, we know that the shear is a gross. So by drink, this shear is a Malo Lugmav, the amount that fills the mouth. The Mashar M'chol Adam L'fi Mashahu, and we measure each person differently. Hagadol fi gadol, v'akadol fi katno, because the large person's mouth is bigger than the small person's mouth. So it's not an exact shear like a grogris. Rather, each individual has a different shear when it comes to liquids. V'lo malo lugma mamish doesn't mean your mouth full. El kadesh asal kenel tzarechad b'fivi irakim lo lugma. Rather, to put all the liquid to one side of your mouth, and it looks like your one cheek is full, that the cheek is actually sticking out, so it fills up the cheek entirely. That is the amount of Malo Lugmav, v'hu pachos merevias ba'adam beinoni, that in an average person it is actually a little bit less than a revias, the cholamashkim mitzdarfim l'kashir, and all liquids combine to get to the shear of Malo Lugmav to mechayev you for drinking on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah says that Malo Lugmav comes from the fact that just as the Chachamim decided that a grogris is the amount that satiates a person a little bit, miyasev adam, when it comes to food, so too with drink, Malo Lugmav is that amount. So here it sounds like the shear of Malo Lugmav is a little less than a revius, but in Reish Ayin Aleph by Hilchos Kiddush, it sounded like it was Ruba Shel Revius, so the Bar Halacha over there explains. Actually, there's actually a Machlokas Rishonim, and he explains the reason there seems to be a steer in Shulchan Aruch that regarding Yom Kippur, which is a Chi of Chatas, because there's an Isser even in a Kol Shehu, and this amount is what brings you to a Chi of Chatas. So then the Shulchan Aruch stated the shear which is agreed upon by all opinions, which is the larger shear that is close to a revius, but by Kiddush, which the drinking is only required midrabanan, so then he quoted the Dea, which holds the smaller amount, meaning that you only require a rove revius. The Rama adds, Shasa mashkin chain runlish siya, if you drink a liquid which is not really edible, you don't really drink this liquid usually, kagon tsir, Omurias, v'chometzchai, very strong vinegar, or this liquid which the fish is cooked in, fish juice, something like that. So then, pater, avachometz mazug chayav, but diluted vinegar, you would be chayav on. The poskim discuss different types of liquids, which would seem to be not rotli lishisia, and whether one would be chayav in such a case or not. And one interesting discussion is regarding saliva. So what happens if it's regular saliva? So that earlier says that even though it in Ruliashia is still asamid rabbanim by saliva, there's no isser at all because you're not intending to drink at all. But what if you build up saliva in your mouth and therefore it becomes a little bit like a drink or a liquid because there's so much in your mouth? So Rav Yashiv says that you need to spit that out, whereas Rav Nissen Karelitz says from the fact that the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to swallow saliva, and he doesn't mention any difference, any chilik regarding a buildup of saliva or anything like that. So he says in such a case, you wouldn't need to spit it out. But if there's phlegm that comes up into your mouth or something like that, so that Rav Nissen Karelitz says it could be, you would have to spit that out. Sivyud. If you drink a little bit and then you drink some more, as long as it's still within the amount of time that it takes to drink a revius, they combine to be mechayev you on Yom Kippur. But if it waited longer, if it took longer than the time that it takes to drink a revius in order to drink these two things, so then ein mitzarfin, they do not combine. Some say that it's not the amount of time that it takes to drink a revius, rather the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, just like regarding food. And the Mishnah Berurah says, from the language of the Mechaber, it sounds like the Ikar is like the first opinion, that it's Kadesh Siya Revius, but the Prichadash and the Vilna Gaon say that the Ikar is like the second opinion, that it is Kadei Achilas Pras. Rama says, Mutter Liga B'Yom Kippur B'Chal and Mashkim B'Liteng L'Ketanim, you're allowed to drink, touch food and drink on Yom Kippur to give to children. We're not afraid that you're going to come to eat it or drink it if you touch it. Mishnah Berurah points out that by Chametz on Pesach, we say you're not allowed to touch it because we're afraid you're going to come to eat it. But that's different because by Pesach, you're eating other things. So we're afraid you might come to eat this also. As opposed to Yom Kippur, you don't eat anything at all. And also, Yom Kippur is much more severe because it's the Yom HaDin. So therefore, we're not afraid that you're going to forget and you're for sure not going to eat or drink even if you touch it. But again, interesting point regarding how long it has to be in order to combine for drinking, either Kadei Shiris Revius or Kadei Achilas.